Hey, good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. It is a Wednesday morning, which means typically education is the focus of our show, and that is exactly what we've got today. We'll be talking with our friends from over in Pottawatomie County Schools, Rock Creek and Wamego School Superintendents, Kevin Logan and Greg Mann, the interim superintendent over there in Wamego, will be joining us here. We also have MATC President Jim Jeanette later on in the program scheduled to join us also. Let's go ahead and introduce our guest, Kevin Logan, USD 323 Rock Creek Schools. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Brandon. Thanks for having me again this morning.
Absolutely. And Greg Mann, who's the interim superintendent over in Wamego, USD 320.
Hey, Brandon. Glad to be here.
Yeah, good to talk to both of you here. We are right in the smack dab middle of February as the school year continues to truck along and a lot of things going on. Probably the biggest news we've had in either district here the last few weeks has been the announcement, Greg, that there's going to be a new superintendent this fall over at Wamego Public Schools, and that was made by the board in late January.
Right. They, January 31st, I believe, is when they finalized everything. So, yeah, Mr. Rob McKim was selected by the board, and he accepted the offer, and currently, Mr. McKim is the high school principal in Lansing, the Lansing High School. I believe he has, I think this is his 28th year in education. Prior to being the principal at Lansing, he was the principal at Baldwin, a math teacher by training. Got to visit with him briefly during the interview, and I thought I was very impressed with him. In fact, I thought we had four excellent candidates that the board had to choose from. And I felt like any of the four would have been good. But Mr. McKim seems to have a lot of self-confidence and has some direction. He kind of knows the direction he's wanting to go. So because of the COVID, we did not have a community meet and greet. At that time of the interviews were held is when we were in the grips of our COVID surge. And so we didn't feel like probably we should have a lot of people congregating any more than they needed to be. So we didn't have the community meet and greet. And we're going to be talking about having a community meet and greet here in the not too distant future, if we can arrange a time for Mr. McKim to be here so people can have a chance to meet him before he goes to work on July 1st.
Well, that's good. I think the community would look forward to that. And it seems like that process went very smooth from an outsider's view. I know that kind of went over like about a 4-week period.
Yeah, it did. You know, the board made their decision to go with KASB to do the search or to oversee the search and handle all of that. They made that decision in, I want to say October, late October, early November. And so then from that point on, basically KASB was running point for us, and they were making the decisions and all the application materials and everything went to them. They conducted some focus groups with community groups and teacher groups and developed characteristics of the kind of candidate they were looking for, or the based on the focus groups, what the characteristics that the community was wanting in a superintendent. So that helped them narrow down the candidates that applied. And then they made a recommendation to the board as to who they thought the board should interview, and board followed that recommendation. And then we had the interview. So yeah, it was pretty smooth. I thought, you know, on the backside, you know, the arrangement making, a lot of that fell to our board clerk, Kathy Mayfield, and she did a super job of taking care of the interview details, making sure that the questions, each board member had the questions, and motel reservations were made and dinner reservations and all of that sort of thing. So yeah, it was a good process.
All right. Well, nice to have that taken care of. I know that was kind of a big thing for the school board here this year. And there's obviously some other things that are going on. Last month we spoke to both of you, and as Greg alluded to, there was quite a surge of COVID cases. What we've started to see, at least here, it looks like things are starting to maybe improve a little bit here. I don't know what the situations are at your individual districts, but maybe we could chat about that a little bit. Kevin, do you want to start?
Yes, things are definitely looking better than what they were a month ago when we last visited with you, Brandon. I believe district-wide, we're down in the single digits across our district between staff and students on COVID cases right now. There's been a significant change at the state level regarding quarantines, close contacts, and contact tracing, where that's not being done any longer. So that has changed a lot of the quarantine numbers to go down to, you know, almost nothing. But the actual cases have come down a lot. We, as we spoke a month ago now, the board had just made the decision to go into a masking protocol. And we had three of our schools in masks for 2 weeks until the numbers dropped off enough to be able to make the mask optional again. And then down at St. George, they were actually in masks for 3 weeks. But right now, masks are back to being optional across the district, and hoping for brighter days ahead as we deal with the hope, what we all hope is the end of the pandemic. I hate to say that because it seems like this is about the third time we've said that in the last 2 years, but really hoping that that is the case.
Yeah, cross your fingers. Well, Greg, what's the situation like over in your district right now?
Yeah, pretty much the same. We went from testing over 100 people a day there for a couple of weeks to now we're probably testing in the couple dozens per day, and that's including some of our test to stay kids. So the number of sick people or people wanting to know if they have COVID has really decreased dramatically. Along with that, the number of our positives has dropped. We've had masking criteria that we've used all year to determine whether to wear masks or not. And so we went back into masks, gosh, before Christmas when we had the surge from Thanksgiving. And we're hoping, knock on wood, I don't want to jinx anything, but we're hoping that this week we may be not having to wear masks next week. So we collect the numbers on Wednesday. We have a COVID guidance team that meets on Thursday. We look at the numbers and we make the announcement based on the numbers Thursday afternoon. So I'm knocking on wood here that the numbers are going to be on our side this year or this week.
All right. Well, yeah.
And like Kevin says, you know, with the change in the guidance, our quarantines are nil. The only people we have in quarantine right now are those who are close contacts within a family, since we're not doing any contact tracing. In fact, we're taking a look at possibly maybe revising our masking criteria to just focus on the positives and our test positive percentage based on our testing at the test center, because the quarantines are almost nil now.
Okay.
Yeah. In the near future, that could change. I believe it's February 18th that KDHE revisits the lack of contact tracing and the quarantine situation. So we're kind of, I know at least at Rock Creek, anxiously awaiting, you know, what our next round of guidance will be. And I'm sure it'll be coming forth in the next week or two.
All right. Well, I know that Monday is board meeting day for, looks like both districts are having board meetings next Monday. Over in Rock Creek, Kevin, what do you guys have on the agenda that day?
Well, it's Happy Valentine's Day. So that I guess we'll more people out and doing those types of celebrations over the weekend, I'm guessing. But we have a few things on there. We have some policy updates that KASB recommended back in December that the board will have their second reading and hopefully adoption of coming up this month. And then we've got some new business on there. Our Director of Curriculum Instruction and Assessment is going to be recommending new ELA curriculum for our grades kindergarten through eighth grade. They've done a piloting process over the course of this year, investigations, in fact, already a year ago in the spring, but have been piloting through the year. And Christy will be making recommendations to the board for the purchase of new curriculum that meets the needs locally, curriculum that meets the needs of the Kansas state standards. And so we're hoping that the board agrees with what she puts forward, the research that they've done in choosing that curriculum. So that's a big step. We haven't had an ELA curriculum adoption for over 20 years at Rock Creek. You know, back in the 90s at one point, the district went through thematic units and they wrote a lot of curriculum locally. And now we're trying to, and that was with multi-age classrooms. We've moved away from the multi-age classrooms and we're really needing a base set of resources for our teachers to work with. We know there's always going to be resources brought in from outside, but really looking forward to a new era of having an ELA curricular resource.
All right. That sounds exciting. Good to have that coming up on Monday. Over in Wamego, Greg, do you guys have anything of note here on the board agenda?
Yeah, we're going to start off by recognizing one of our outstanding teachers, Miss Katie Bueller, was recently recognized as a Horizon Award winner by the Kansas State Department of Education, and that's an award that's given to a first or second year teacher in the state of Kansas. There are 32 recognized in the state. So basically, it's kind of like being the outstanding teacher of the year for the brand new teachers. And Katie teaches third grade for us over at West Elementary and does an outstanding job. She's a super teacher. So we will be recognizing her. Also, the board will be continuing a discussion about the possibility of adding a second ag teacher. And that's on the agenda probably for either to say yes or no. And I'm thinking probably it's I'm hoping that the board will say yes, because we do have a need for a second ag teacher. We're also going to be, last month, we approved a new math curriculum that we've been piloting. And so we're going to be talking about adding a new math class beginning next year in the pre-calculus. Like Kevin, you know, they're there for a while. People kind of went away from set curriculums. And I think what we found was that we ended up with some gaps. You know, there were gaps between what I call handoffs, you know, like going from fifth grade to sixth grade. There may have been some gaps in curriculum. So going back to a basal series is a good thing, so everybody's on the same page. It does allow you to deviate some, but at least we have a curriculum that is pretty much K-12, and we're sure that what we know, what's being taught in the fifth grade is going to be picked up in the sixth grade. So we did the language arts last year. We did mathematics this year. And like I say, we're continuing with going to be talking about adding a new math class at the high school. We have Mrs. Schrum is going to visit with the board about the work that's being done at the high school in regards to the high school schedule, maybe I wouldn't say probably going to make changes in the schedule next year, but there has been a lot of look at the schedule at the high school about maybe ways that it could be improved. And she's going to visit with the board about that. Board will also approve next year's calendar, which is going to be a lot like probably this year's calendar. So I don't anticipate a lot of major changes there. And then we will also be taking a look at the recommended policies, updated board policies from KASB, and like Kevin alluded to. And we may be taking a look at changing our March meeting because of spring break and also because of some personnel issues. So we may be taking a look at moving that to the 21st of March instead of having it the week earlier. So yeah, it's kind of a busy board meeting.
Yeah, sounds like it. All right, well, I'll tell you what, let's take a quick time out. We'll come back with Greg Mann and Kevin Logan here for segment number two in just a moment on News Radio KMAN.